This is Peter Davison, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello, I'm Colin Baker. You lucky people, are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, the best podcast on the pod.
This is Sylvester McCoy, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 348. I'm Adam, and here's Isabella.
Hello.
Debbie Melrose.
Hello.
Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Emma, look, I've got etheric beam locators.
Thank you for that. And introducing dad of the show in a minute, because it's Andy Nunny. He's not dad of the show.
No, we have a dad, though.
Here's the father of the show, it's Mr. Paul Wilson.
You.
Underwhelmed. Yes, welcome to the 20 Megabyte podcast. And we'll have to apologise to listeners because for some reason or other, the internet has gone on meltdown tonight. And all the Skype's going a bit funny. Somebody's just dropped off. It looks like it's probably Debbie. So I think people are going to be dropping out and coming in back in all the way through the show. But something happened this evening. There was an announcement. What was the announcement then, Isabella?
Of a new doctor.
And who is it?
I've forgotten.
It's Jodie Whittaker, who, shock amongst all shocks, is a woman. You have a woman's doctor, my lord.
The problem is, for most Doctor Who fans, don't actually know what a woman is. That's the problem, isn't it?
That's rather controversial. Yes,
that's probably true.
This is sort of developed into a bit of I really hate this idea, or I really like this idea, which is...
yeah, hasn't
it, though? I might.
Mary's coming.
Mary's ready.
when you listen back to this, Kirby, you're going to think this is really funny, right? Okay, well, add Mary. Wish me luck. Right, okay. So, while Mary joins us, fingers crossed, and Debbie comes back. Yes, we can't really do a commentary on who's coming and going on the show, I'm afraid. So, hello, Mary. We're not on video tonight, Mary, even though you look lovely.
All right, I'll turn it off.
We're having internet issues.
Yes, I've been thrown out twice now by the book.
Okay.
So, I've got a funny feeling this is going to be a bit of a sort of Marmite situation. Mm-hmm. So, now when I first, obviously, I had a bit of pre-knowledge this was going to happen this morning when I saw the front page of the Daily Mail, who rather spoiled it for everybody.
You always believe everything that's in the Daily Mail.
No, I don't, but it was the only paper that posted anything. Yeah. And I thought, wow, this is going to happen. Somebody seems to get it right the day of the announcement most times.
I'm not scared.
And, so I was fairly confident this was actually a correct announcement. And a lot of people were getting a bit hot under the collar. If it is, that's it, I think was one I heard on the internet. So I was a bit disappointed to start off with, to be fair. I wasn't, oh no, I'm never watching the show again, because I do prefer personally my doctor to be a man. I've just been around for 50 years and my doctor's always been a man. It's just something I've been used to. But it doesn't mean to say I'm never gonna, you know, watch the show just because it's a woman. If it's good, it's good. But you know, I'm just hoping that's the case. Who'd like to start then?
Over Facebook. It's like, well, look, we had an amazing actor in Peter Capaldi, and that didn't help anything because we had a showrunner that didn't have much of a vision or...
very interesting noise.
...gave him very much Chibnall is going to do. I hope he's a better showrunner, and maybe he'll make it acceptable, you know?
He's got... Obviously, he's set up... he's got a very difficult job now, but...
Yeah, he does.
I'm not saying he's not going
to. I'm predicting that the companion is going to be a black, or at least, you know, not white, gay male.
Or it could be. They could just bring Bill back and have that dynamic.
Have we done Hispanic yet?
Well, it might be Hispanic, yeah. But something not white and gay and male.
Who was the companion in the Paul McGann one?
Well, that was Grace, wasn't it? played by a friend of the show, Daphne Ashbrook.
Was it Chinese lad as well?
Yeah, I can't remember his name. I've met him. But no, I don't think that's something we need to look
into.
He
liked one of my Facebook posts a while back. No, Twitter.
Hmm. I think it's likely it's probably going to be a man, though, because it's generally a boy-girl situation in Doctor Who. But again, most of us got the actual Doctor wrong. So has anybody got really deep felt negativity towards this?
Serious?
No, I think anyone who has such negative thoughts is ridiculous.
They've been predicting it for so long. Not really.
Yeah.
You ought to get Ben on the line.
Yeah, I know Ben has.
Oh, yeah, Ben's
I don't really have many deep thoughts, but I'm quite excited to see it.
Okay, well, brace yourselves, because we have had quite a lot of feedback come through, and the ones that are shouting the most are the ones that are, you know, quite angry about it. Not quite why you can get angry about a television show, but there you go.
Yeah, really.
But they are.
You can get that moment, like when something really annoying happens, like it's a cliffhanger, and it's like, no.
Well, you could, yeah, for a split second maybe. I know when the announcements came along, She Must Be Obeyed. Hello, Deb, who's got her head poked around the corner, said, "Oh no, I don't like it." Not because it's a woman, but because she thinks that the actress wasn't particularly good in Broadchurch.
She thinks the actress is dull.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen her in anything else except Broadchurch. Yeah. And all she played was a mousy little wife in Broadchurch, so it's like, I have no idea.
She was in St. Trinians, wasn't she?
I think so, because she's just always been a dull actress.
I just posted a short film she was in with Alan Rickman.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a weird
How old is she? Anybody know how old she is?
She's 35.
That's a lot older than she actually looks then, isn't she? Debbie will come back. Paul, what do you think of the whole situation?
I think it's fantastic. It's about time, to be honest. And the fact is, there's always going to be people that hate things. And in the Doctor Who community, you have people that really don't deal with change. I mean, when Capaldi was I'm saying he's too old, this is going to ruin the show, they need to have some nice young chap to be the Doctor. There's always going to be people that hate these sorts of things. We're no longer in the 60s, 70s, 80s or 90s. You know, we're in a new century. We're in a world of completely different values. And why not have a woman? The simple fact is they've been teasing us and they've been telling us this is going to happen. I mean, they basically told us this was going to happen in the last episode of the series.
Yes.
The master turns around to the Doctor and says, is it going to be all girl from now on? And the Doctor says, I hope so. They told us that the Doctor was going to be a girl. Why are people surprised?
Yeah, I don't think people are generally surprised, but if you're going to cough, can you go out the room, please? But I'm just thinking that, have they done it for the right reasons? Have they done it because, oh, well, it's about time, or you know, this is the right person to play the Doctor, or have they done it just because we have to, because this is what we do in this day and age? You know, we're being cosmopolitan. Have they missed out on the opportunity of having a great black actor play the Doctor, and they've sort of bypassed that? We've missed out on the opportunity. We could have had a... They should have made her... They had a blonde, didn't they, when she came to... They should have had a ginger lady. That would have killed two birds with one stone. Or just make a ginger. That would probably be a better plan. But
the fact is, you know, Doctor Who has been suffering for years. It's suffered because it's being made by fanboys. Mm-hmm. It's currently being written by someone who really doesn't have an original thought in his brain. I mean, his best episodes are ripped off.
Yes. And he rips himself off as well.
Fireplace, which was completely ripped off by the time traveler's wife. You know, and, you know, we need something new. I've been saying for years that I think Doctor Who needs to go away, or they need to make a huge sea change. And I think they've made a huge sea change, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, the best thing about it is he's got people are talking about the series.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, I don't like a lot of what is being said, but it certainly means that come Christmas, the ratings are going to go through the roof because people are going to tune in to see what she's like. It obviously depends how early in the story Capaldi regenerates into Jodie. But it's I can only see it as being a good thing for the series because it's got people interested in the series. People are going to now go and watch it. I know there are some there are a number of idiots who say, "Oh, I'm not going to watch it. That's it. I'm never watching it again." See what she's like. Is she any good? And you know, I think I'm agree with Paul. It's a complete sea change. It's something that's it's going to make it stand out.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
Positive thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big risk, isn't it? But in some ways, if you look at it, it's quite an exciting risk because, you know, they're thinking about, yeah, you will lose a few viewers or a few fans that, you know, for one reason or other. I mean, well, maybe so, but a lot of people didn't come on board with New Who and things like that. But what you might bring into it is a lot of new female fans who will now have someone to look up to in that sense, but it's going to be interesting how they write this character of the Doctor or characterization of the Doctor.
Wonder Woman wasn't enough, huh?
What do you think of it all then, Mary?
We don't know what's, you know,
I
what's
couldn't
be
understand
like.
A
I mean,
word.
Yeah, no, just Mary. Mary, what do you think of it all?
Of the female being, well, I'm disappointed because I would prefer the Doctor being male. But like I said, they've been hinting at this for so long that I wasn't a bit surprised. And the only thing, and I said earlier that, you know, I mean, who plays the Doctor probably is less significant than what they do with the show. Because, like I said, Capaldi, we all knew, was an amazing actor, but he was wasted these last 3 years. So I'm less interested at this point in who plays the Doctor than how the show is going to go from here on out.
Yeah.
I slightly disagree with you with saying that Capaldi was wasted. Absolutely. His first series, I stopped watching Doctor Who for 2 years. I only just caught up in the last two series in the last 3 weeks. In fact, I only just finished watching the finale today. And I have to say, the last two series have been so much better than anything that we've had in the last 4 to 5 years. There were some, you know, mediocre, but in the last 4 to 5 years, it's been a lesson in mediocrity for the entire sort of bulk of episodes. I think Capaldi suffered in his first series, as did Colin Baker suffer from bad writing, terrible writing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they pulled it out. They turned it around in the last two series. However, going back and actually watched the series, I think there is an absolute quality difference, and that's where we need to be looking. They need to be looking at quality, a quality program. And one of the most important things about this program is, yeah, okay, so a bunch of nerds are going to be outraged and a bunch of nerds are going to leave, you know, who cares? That's not what we want. What we need is new blood. We need new people to watch it. The show needs to grow with the people that are watching it. And one of the biggest problems with the series, I find, and as much as I like it being a fanboy, is the callbacks to the classic series. One of the best things that RTD did was clear all that nonsense away.
I agree with that.
And start from the beginning. And that's what they need to do. Start again.
Stop the callbacks. I agree. Or keep them down to a bare minimum. I've been irritated by that.
If you think about it, with the we had a Northern Doctor, which was, how could a Doctor be a Northerner? We had David Tennant, who was pretty much unknown as Scottish. We then had a really young Doctor, a really old Doctor. So why is anyone surprised that they've gone again to a left-field choice? You know, it's the most left-field you can get, I think, other than, you know, possibly having a black actor or an actress playing it. But I think this is the series continues to surprise us. And that's why I think it's going to be a good move. Because, you know, as I said earlier, people are talking about this. People are going to want to come and watch it and say, well, you know, hang on, we've got a woman as playing the Doctor. I wonder what she's going to be like.
Mm.
And I can't see that's going to be, you know, a bad thing. You know, and
Yeah, it's going to bring
as well.
It should bring interest to the show, shouldn't it? It is, because obviously everybody knows what Doctor Who is. Even people don't watch it, they've heard of it. I think it's going to get around now that the lead actor is now going to be played by a woman. It's a bit of a renewal. It's interesting to know that obviously with the Christmas special we've got a depiction of the 12th and first Doctors there. So how they're going to, you know, bring this all together to you know, bring in the new era, because it is essentially a new era having a woman in the part. Now I've sort of settled down with the idea. I'm quite excited by the future, to be fair. And I know, like you say, we are going to lose the hard-nosed Doctor Who fans, but I think we're going to gain some as well. And like us lot, we're going to carry on watching the show because we love it. We're not that hung up on certain things. But like Paul says, I'd be delighted if they stop, you know, harking back to the old days, unless it's an anniversary special. I know, obviously, JNT had an issue with that. He was constantly doing that. And like you say, RTD stopped it. And then Moffat brought it back. So, yeah, please, let's make it new and let's stick to it, I think. What do you think, Isabella? Hang on a sec, Kirby. What do you think, Isabella? Oh, thanks for that. Okay, go on then, Kirby.
I don't know if anyone can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear now, Kirby.
I was just laughing because Siobhan Galachan just posted... Levine implosion.
Mm.
Yeah, what does she think, though? Has she made indications as to what her opinions of it is?
I don't know. Let me check. But I just thought
don't
that was
do a
funny
plug for the, for the flashing blade.
Ian Levine has exploded, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So Ian Levine's not happy, then?
No,
I'm sure.
No,
I'm Levine... I'm sure Levine has had an absolute implosion.
Yeah.
He has, yes. Have you not seen his Facebook post, Paul? He really has exploded.
Okay.
Oh, no. He blocked me years ago.
Yeah, I
didn't even realize he was on. I'll take a look.
Yeah, there's a time and place for everything, Kirby, and this is not it.
Interesting. You talk about talking back to the past.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh, you just seen it, have you, Kirby?
We are talking about a lot.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
Anyway, back to the show. I just want to point out to listeners to this that there has been a few issues this evening. It's never happened before, actually, that there is the internet is struggling with our Skype calls. So there's some issues with people's voices dropping out, going fast, going slow, whatever. We have to live with that, I'm afraid. And I apologise if it's impacting on the people's listening enjoyment. But I think we're basically getting the gist of things.
Can I make a point, Ad?
Yes, Andy. Yes, please do.
You're talking about going back to the past. I think what will be interesting, if say they do have another unit story, how the unit people react to the Doctor being a woman. I think that's good. You should see how they write that. And
I think the universe reacting to the Doctor being a woman is going to be a major interesting point of the new era of Doctor Who itself. And I think, like you say, she's got to be good. To pull it off, because she's got to play, she's still going to be the Doctor, no matter if she's a woman or not, and she's got to be able to bring that Doctor-ness to the parts. And I know there's plenty of women can do that.
What would be interesting is, say, she goes and meets Unit, and the Brigadier's granddaughter, I can't think of her name at the moment. Come on, somebody help me.
Kate,
thank you. Yeah, Kate Leppie Stewart. You know how she will react suddenly. Here's the Doctor, who she has obviously heard about from her father, and has met, you know, met several incarnations. Suddenly, it's interesting to see how they play that.
Yeah, I don't know if they should straight away start going on about, you know, the people have met the previous incarnations of the Doctor.
No, not yet. I think I would like to see, you know, in the next series, I would like to see them just do one story.
Yeah, maybe so.
Sorry. One thing. Am I the only person that noticed the TARDIS?
Yeah, no, I saw the TARDIS. What was different about it?
What about this? Sorry, yeah, Paul.
It's not Capaldi's TARDIS.
Ooh! I didn't notice that.
Let's go back and rewatch that now.
Yeah, just go and have a look at it. Have a look at the colour. Have a look at. The non-existent St. John's Ambulance cross.
Now, you mentioned that. I did have the relevant video up on the screen. But now, oh, here it is.
And I believe I saw a picture online in the last week showing the first Doctor's TARDIS next to Capaldi's TARDIS.
Well, we know that the first Doctor's back in the in the Christmas special. So the TARDIS that the new Doctor's walking towards is very Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah.
That's in my opinion, anyway.
It's quite interesting sometimes when this Skype link breaks down, because it sounds like people are doing like rapping and remixes and stuff. So I'm just going to turn the audio down so I can see what's going on. Andy, you're ruffling your microphone. So it is. In fact, it looks like a computer-generated TARDIS, doesn't it? Doesn't look like it's really there. Although it's quite dreamy, the sequence they've given us.
Well, the whole thing is
dreamy looking, yeah. Mm.
The whole thing is CGI anyway.
Yeah, but the TARDIS looks badly. The perspective on it looks a bit weird.
Yeah, it's not particularly great rendered, and it may just be a mistake that they've rendered in the wrong TARDIS.
Could be. Yeah.
However, yeah, but I just thought it was quite interesting, and I seem to be the only person that's noticed that at this stage. I think everyone's probably bamboozled by boobs at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think people are just overcome with emotions one way or another, not noticing the details of things as yet. I'm quite interested in her costume, actually. Is it Capaldi's costume she's wearing? Because there's a hood there.
I don't think so. I think it was just a convenient way of hiding her figure.
Yeah.
But I knew it was a woman when I saw her legs, and then I saw her hand, and I said to Amy, I said, that's got to be a woman.
Yeah, you could see from one long shot there was a bit of a curvature to the shape of the person that... and I said to them, yeah, that's a woman. But we knew that anyway from this morning. So, but and from the hints we've had, they're not going to harp on about a woman, Time Lords changing into women as they have done for the last two or three years in Doctor Who, without actually doing this big change. Now, I'm tempted to have a look at. I'm going to have a check in the feedback box and see what's coming. Got this from Ben Shoveler. Would you want to hear the Ben Shoveler feedback? Brace yourselves.
Hello, everybody. This is Ben talking.
Kirby, if we had the quiz going, you'd have a point deducted for interrupting that. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Ben talking. I'm not very happy. Yeah, about half an hour ago, the new Doctor Who was announced as Jodie Whittaker. Now, let's get a few things straight to start with. Jodie Whittaker is a fine actress. She was very good in Broadchurch, and there's a film that she was in 2012, I think, called Attack the Block, which is a fantastic film, and she's brilliant. And also stars John Boyega, or Boyega, whatever it is, from Star Wars. That's a very good film, and she's a very good actress. No problem with her. I do, however, have a problem with Doctor Who being a female. Doctor Who is a male. Doctor, I know he's Gallifreyan, so therefore male and female don't come into it, and you can get all gendered, whatever you blooming well want. I mean, don't be pathetic. Doctor Who is a bloke. He has always been a bloke. He should always be a bloke. Casting a female in a male character, it is completely unnecessary. It is not something that needs to be done. They haven't done it because they thought, oh, she's a fine actress. She'd be a great Doctor. Why would anyone think a female should be a Doctor Who? He's been a bloke for the last 54 years.
2000, actually.
No female should be playing Doctor Who. It is a male character. What next?
Uh-oh.
Changing James Bond into a female just to appease these bloody moaners. Sure. You keep on going, it's not fair. Look, women get paid the same money in Grand Slams in tennis for playing less bloody sets. So don't talk to me about sexism. Nearly swore. I'm really angry. One of my favourite shows on telly, and they're going to bloody... I mean, it hasn't been ruined enough by Stephen Moffat changing Doctor Who history again and again and again over the last 5 or 6 years.
Don't think he's very, very happy.
No.
I think he needs to have a... I think he needs
and
to
now,
have a tea
because of Moffat's bloody meddling... In classic Who, it wasn't even thought about the Doctor being a female. Doctor being a female. Yes, you had female Time Lords. That's great. As I put on the Facebook site earlier, if you want a program with a female Time Lord in it, make a bloody program with a female Time Lord in it. Leave Doctor Who alone. Call it Doctoress Who. I don't care.
The thing is,
it's all down to Stephen Moffat messing everything about
with a female Doctor Who, and they're making it now.
As I was saying, in the old series of Classic Who, you never had an inkling. No one ever thought of making the Doctor a female, actually, until what's his name, it was Sidney Newman or whatever who started it all. Apparently, when Sylvester McCoy was being cast as the Doctor, he suggested to the BBC at that point that maybe they should reboot it with a female Doctor, but it didn't happen. Sorry, that's my Orange Tango coming out.
Good lord.
That's angry too. Stephen Moffat's ruined it all. I know a lot of you thinking, listening, who remember my rants from times gone by, think I'm just a Moffat hater. Well, I blooming well am. I don't like the way he changes Doctor Who history.
He's got another 3 minutes left.
People have worked on that show.
He's got another
year. He's come along and just got, I know, I'll do this. It'll be great. And look what's now happened.
No, sorry, 2 minutes.
He's turned the Master from a man, which it had always been, into a female, Missy, who, by the way, I hated as a character.
Oh, harsh.
And now, because some people go, oh, Missy's great. Oh, look, Time Lords can change from black to white and from male to female. They've decided to recast the main character of the BBC's flagship show from male to female. Well, good luck to them. Because I, for one, have got absolutely no interest in watching Doctor Who with a female in the lead role.
Why?
I'm not saying I won't watch it. I'm saying I've got no interest in watching it. There might not be anything
on. I knew that would come.
Many of the other channels.
I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it. There's enough
right now,
for all of us.
Yeah,
I'm literally going to watch it. I'm done with it. Seriously. 54 years and they can just... I'm going to use the word dick. Be prepared.
Oh, God. Just
and they did. Dick about with it like this. Anyway. Oh, no. Actually, just before I go.
Yes.
Just to bash Moffat one more time.
Yes.
Because he is a...
Yeah?
What?
I think
why is he his bashing legacy, Moffat? Moffat,
if this doesn't work, I know he hasn't chosen this Doctor, it's Chris Chibnall or whatever his name is, who's coming. Oh, who did he work with, Jodie Whittaker? Oh, was it Broadchurch? Oh, it might have been. Jobs for the boys, or girls, in this case. Stephen Moffat's legacy is the fact that he is going to have killed Doctor Who. All of the meddling he's done in the last 5 or 6 years, all the rewrites of history, the War Doctor, bloody War Doctor. I get why he had to do it, because Eccleston wouldn't come back and he had his story and he couldn't write another one. So he had to just rewrite it a little bit, bringing in a new Doctor, changing everything, meaning that actually Doctor number 9 was number 10, number 10 was number 11 and 12.
Nearly finished.
Don't start me on the numbering. But anyway, Moffat, you've killed Doctor Who.
No, he hasn't.
What a load of old.
I bet this chap was also.
Oh my god, that was 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
Now calm down, everyone. Ben's not very happy, but I think he's not the only one who feels. Ben has actually articulated his anger quite well, but there are other people in that way of thinking. Yes, Kirby, very quickly. Yes.
I want to say something as well.
Just in a minute, Isabella. I want to hear what Kirby has to say. Yes.
First of all, you can't take points off me because I can't always tell.
Oh, never mind about the points. Just make your point.
Ben's attitude is very much in the minority from everything I'm seeing online.
Okay.
Yeah, there are people like that, but it's not very many. Mm-hmm. Although they are very vocal.
Okay.
Now. I told two of my daughters, I told Fred and Mary this morning. I still haven't seen Julia, but Mary has decided that she will definitely be coming back to the show because she has not liked having an old man as the Doctor.
All right.
So and then Fred, Louisa, would not look at the little trailer. She said, I don't want to see anything.
That was very
weird. She's definitely excited as well. What?
Okay. No, don't worry. What you sounded when you listen back to this show, Kirby, and you hear the way you were sounded, and everybody else has been sounded, apart from me and Isabella, because we're here at the hub of the 20 Megabyte podcast by the actual microphone itself, then you'll be quite amused by the way people are sounding. Right. So,
Paul, I am quite amused at the way people are sounding. Now I know how I was sounding for years.
Very much so. Right. And Paul, what did you think of Ben's attitude? And bear in mind, Ben is not the only one feeling that way.
Well, first of all, I'll say he didn't articulate his rage at all. He vomited out a bunch of vitriol. The situation is, there's always going to be people like that. And I said that before. I don't even think he really realizes why he's cross. I think he just doesn't like change. RTD. RTD ruined Doctor Who. He's ruining it. It's going to be, it's down the toilet. And then Moffat will save us. You know, and whenever there's a new doctor, everyone's going, oh, that guy's going to be terrible. That guy's going to be rubbish. No, I don't think what he articulated was that he is cross, but I'm not sure that he knows why. And just saying, well, the doctor's always been a man. So what? The doctor's a fictional character. And the best thing I saw was morons angry at time traveling, body changing, fictional character suddenly getting a vagina. Who cares?
Andy, you know? Can you mute your microphone, please?
What's on? What's on mute?
No, you're not. Sorry, Paul.
You can be. If you're going to try to articulate why you're cross, have a think about why you're angry, first of all. And, okay, maybe it is. You don't like change. Then articulate that. That is the reason. Don't start throwing out anger at the wrong people just because you don't like a casting decision. And the worst thing Doctor Who can ever do is start listening to the fans. You know, J&T started listening to the fans, and look what we ended up with. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this is what I'm hoping this is what it's going to do, is bring back the casual viewer. So I'm not 100% sure the casual viewer is that bothered if the doctor's a man or a woman. The casual viewer has been put off by this constant reference to old Who within the series that has sort of contaminated storylines and made and Moffat's been so, you know, putting in complicated story arcs and things like that. There was even a sketch on Newsoids program in which the Peter Capaldi doctor was, you know, taking the mickey basically out of Moffat's incredibly complicated storylines. Not been so bad recently, to be fair, but there has been, you know, too much sort of, it's sort of up its own arse, if you like, you know, Doctor Who's been recently. And I'm hoping that Chibnall's going to take a leaf out of RTD's book and just do something new, bring back the casual viewer, because us sort of normal Doctor Who fans, we'll carry on watching the show whatever happens, because we're just so happy and still remember the hiatus and so happy that it's still on television. Isabella, you wanted to say something, didn't you?
I just can't believe that he said that he didn't think Michelle Gomez was the amazingest playing Missy.
Yeah, that was a bit daft to say that Missy was a bad interpretation of the Master.
Missy was great.
But Missy, what they could have done with Missy is not necessarily had it as another incarnation of the Master. They could have had it as just another evil Time Lord. But it worked that it was an incarnation.
Oh, Missy was fantastic.
I absolutely
love Missy.
Yeah. What a wonderful character and what a wonderful interpretation of the Master.
I agree.
And Missy's characterization in this last series, absolutely superb. And you know, that last scene of hers was amazing, simply because the Doctor will never know her sacrifice. I mean, how tragic is that?
Yeah.
The Doctor will never know what Missy did.
Mm.
You know, she is going to be going forward believing that Missy
has gone off with the Master.
He's not what she did. And that's heartbreaking. Yeah. That's brilliant. That is wonderful writing.
But knowing that in the history that the Master has actually got out of stickier situations than this, I can't help thinking that Missy knew that it was going to happen and had worn something in her back to just absorb most of the energy from the Master's ray gun thingamajig. And they may bring the character back, and as Deb suggested earlier on, with Chris Marshall playing the Doctor. Sorry, the Master, sorry.
Yeah, that'd be good, that would be. You know,
or a companion.
Yeah. Or a companion, yeah. But he's got a goatee beard, so he could get away, and it could be quite an interesting comedy line, the fact that we've got a ginger goatee beard Master played by Chris Marshall. And he definitely can play Sinister. So, but I will miss both interpretations, both John Sims and Michelle Gomez's interpretations of the character. I've absolutely loved their time on Doctor Who.
I do need to run, everyone. So I want to just say one last thing before I go.
Yeah.
As much as I love the Master, I would love the Master to not return. This is the swan song for the Master.
Okay.
As I wish we'd had the swan song, the actual death of Billy, and I'll tell you why.
Bill.
Moffat doesn't seem to be able to keep anyone dead, and that's
right.
it's a running gag, but what it does is it diminishes their sacrifice.
True. Yeah.
And it truly diminishes their sacrifice. It's like Clara. You know, I was never a fan of Clara. I didn't like her as a companion. I saw what they were trying to do, but it just didn't work. And they diminished her sacrifice in the end by, you know, having her alive, you know, having her not die. Bill doesn't die. Yeah, she gets a happy ending, but come on, diminishing the sacrifice. And this is the last point I'm going to make. Moffat did something very beautiful. He did something very beautiful in the first series when he had that wonderful line, which is, "For once, everybody lives."
Yeah.
And you know what? Since then, everyone has lived.
Yes.
And it does diminish the beauty of that line. So thank you, everyone, for having me. I've dusted off my podcasting shoes, and it's been lovely. Have a lovely night, and I'm sure I'll listen to the rest of this podcast later on.
Thanks, come back.
Yes, I'm sure please.
I will.
Yes, please do.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, I'm going to try and get Debbie back at some point. I don't know what
Master.
Happened to her. Yes, dear.
What?
Dear.
Master, I wish Paul had stuck around for just a minute. I do agree with everything he said, except for dealing with the Master. I mean, you think the Master is completely dead. All through the classic series, and yet he always comes back. And so the Master will come back.
We'll see.
I think Kirby's right. I think we will get the Master back again.
Does it seem to you that Paul's dropping off has made the connection cleaner?
No, because you went cyber as well, mate.
Well, what's happening is everybody's slowing down to virtually nothing and then speeding back up again and catching up again, which is really, really very strange. But
We're having a bunch of people wondering why there's no live stream. I explained it to them.
Good. Well, thank you for that. And there's nothing we can do about it. I can't risk the Skype dropping out for the sake of the way it's going. We're doing a live stream. I really did want to do a live stream tonight. Just post on there, Kirby. We're talking about it now. Please post your opinions here, and we'll just have to feed them into the podcast as we're going. I know Isabella's very keen to get on with the quiz. But I don't think we should move on there just yet. Pardon? Sorry, Mary?
I said you went all cyber on me just now.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Jeff Waddle says, "I will say something. When I grow up, the doctors I grew up with, Pertwee, Baker, and others later, and previous ones later, were all males. But as good as sexless wasn't what the character was about. The new series has never sat completely right with me because I'm not into this Doctor fancies her, the Doctor slept with her, the Doctor has a girlfriend as a companion. Bleep! They've at last got the chance to move away from that and make the Doctor almost asexual again and just have the beep good stories. I'll give it a try, of course I will. But I'm not promising I'll stick with it."
Language.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we've all gone.
No, we'll come back again. Don't worry. Mary will be able to re-say what she just tried to say a second ago. Sorry, Mary.
I said I totally agree with him that I never did like the boyfriend aspect of, or even marrying River Song. You know what I mean? I don't want to know about all that. I just want him to be an adventurer.
I'm thinking that the trouble is we don't know what Chibnall's mindset is. He could well retain that aspect and just bring in a major hunk to play the companion, or probably another actor from Broadchurch, to be fair.
Broadchurch, yes.
Maybe they'll bring Rory back somehow. And
well, I think what we will get is we'll get a more cerebral doctor, because obviously, you know, the doctor being a woman now, it's not going to be so much a physical presence, shall we say. You know, I think it's like after Tennant did and certainly Matt Smith did, and John Pertwee's a classic of that, you won't get that. So I think you'll get a more intelligent doctor. So I think in that respect it's good for...
Well, this is what we want. We want the doctor to be able to get out of situations using her brain. Notice I say her brain there. I'm getting used to the idea. Yes. So, yeah, I'm not going to stop watching the show. I want it to be brilliant. I want it to be... fantastic it is. Sorry, Kirby.
I just had someone misinterpret my posts of that video called The Brigadier Reacts to Jodie Whittaker.
Yes.
and they thought... someone posted, so many said they were going to quit watching when Capaldi was named. So many said they were going to quit watching when Matt Smith was named. People are always going to quit watching for one reason or another. If your allegiance to the fandom is that fair weather, perhaps you should find something else to do.
Really good point. But does anybody like my new... after all that.
Thought it was my posting of a funny video that I was against Tony Whittaker.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, does anybody like my new group photo for the podcast group, the Facebook page?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
I thought that took me 5 minutes to put that together. I was quite pleased with myself. and bear in mind that the one that was previously up was one I set up when the same time we heard that Capaldi was going to be the Doctor. So that's like 4 years ago now. That should be up for a while now. Stop falling asleep. That's Andy's job. Right then.
Thank you.
Joe Nasta says, wow, today's been full of excitement, huh? Federer won again. Awesome. Anything else going on? Matt Lucas says, absolutely furious. Can't believe they've cast a human to play the Doctor.
Yeah, I like that. That was good, that is, yeah.
Ben Shoveler said enough. Matthew Kressel, though, after obviously arguing against what Ben's been saying, some reason River didn't have an image of Capaldi a couple of Christmases ago, and no one knew of the War Doctor before he was introduced, or why no one recognised the future incarnations of the Doctor ahead of time usually. Blah, blah, blah. Don't know if that's any importance. I'm just trying to pick
what's going to happen. What's going to happen to the Doctor's marriage to River Song?
Well, she's dead, so she can marry again. Sorry, she can marry again. Sorry. But River was, I don't think River
and
was
actually, I think Debbie posted somewhere along the way that she hopes that that the magical element gets taken away, too. And I agree, you know.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the Harry Potter-ness, you know, direction this has been going.
I hope they don't get rid of the sonic screwdriver, though. I like the sonic screwdriver. You like Harry Potter, do you?
I love Harry Potter.
Isabella likes Potter. Well, Debbie doesn't appear to still be there, which is a bit of a shame.
No, these connections.
Kirby sounds very funny at the moment. He's going boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop,
boop, boop, beep. That sounds like a song.
Right. So did anybody like the picture I made up of the 13th / 14th Doctor's new costume revealed?
You've already said that. Yes, we did. We already like that.
I had to take a picture off the screen because the Mac wouldn't post it, because I think for copyright reasons it wouldn't allow me to use the Marmite image. But there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Lovely stuff, Marmite.
Yeah, this is the most Marmite thing that Doctor Who has ever done.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. What do you think's more Marmite than this?
As I said, this Marmite tends to be a real yes or no, and we just have a lot of very vocal, not a lot, but we have a few vocal. It's just that the people who don't like it are very, very vocal.
Yes, they are. Right, what we're going to try and do, I'm going to try and retrieve Mrs. Melrose. Now, I think this is likely not to work.
Come to us.
Well, she's given up and isn't even looking at her computer anymore.
I've tried to message her, say, please come back. But, bless you.
Come back!
Right, I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do. Because Isabella's been itching for the last 4 or 5 weeks to show her, her skills in the quiz realm, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. Because what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the our sort of in-order episodes of the series, because I think we've slightly exhausted the new Doctor subject for the moment. So, and you didn't do that, did you, Isabella? No, you didn't, did you? Because you don't know the titles of the episodes, do you, Isabella?
No.
No, I don't, no. So we'll do that. So remember, everybody, we're going to be talking about our least to most favourite episodes of the new series, Series 10 of Doctor Who. But it's going to be time for the quiz in a minute when I get my scoreboard up. So just talk amongst yourselves a little bit. So has anybody not been able to voice their opinions on the new addition to the Doctor Who cast?
Master?
Yes, dear.
I would like you to repeat a whole lot of this quiz thing you just said, because it was straight out share.
That's going to make the quiz very interesting then, isn't it?
I have no idea, some sort of rules that you were putting in.
I didn't put any rules, no rules, it's just the quiz as it is, but we're going to be doing, the subject is the last two episodes of the series.
The last two episodes, okay.
That's so what I said was...
Do we do the quiz before we talk about the season?
Yes, we are, well, because Isabella probably wants to go to bed, so we're going to do the... Shut up, you. Where's my iPad?
Your iPad?
Yeah, my iPad. iPad. Well, I need my iPad because it's got the questions on it.
Okay.
Isabella's going to get the iPad where my questions are. So, I think we could probably think about finding my microphone. Mandy, stop doing that to the microphone.
I'm not doing anything.
You rubbed it. Did you move your iPad, which where your microphone is? It caused a rubbing noise. Right, it's now time. At last.
Hello, Debbie.
For this week's edition of You Won't Get This One. No. Point deducted for Isabella for saying my name is Jeff.
Seriously?
Yes, I'm fed up with you saying that.
That's so, not fair.
Right, okay, questions. So, first of all, we're going to look at Mary. Who do you think is going to win? Mary? She's still there.
I did not understand anything you said.
You did not understand a single
thing. Mary, let me speak. Mary, who do you think is going to win?
Isabella.
That's a shocker.
Andy, who do you think is going to win?
Adam.
I'm not playing it, so try again.
All right, in that case, Kirby.
I don't play anymore because I'm too good. It's no competition. Kirby, who do you think is going to win?
Andy.
Wow.
Hello, Andy just laughs.
And Isabella, who do you think is going to win? Quickly.
Let's choose, like, one of each person. Quickly. So I'm going to go with Mary.
No.
Right, okay. Mary, who do you think is going to be last?
Ooh.
Me.
I'm just waiting for the internet.
Who are you asking?
I'm asking Mary, but I'm just waiting for the internet to catch up with itself so we can hear her answer. Sorry, so if you said it once, can you say it again, please, Mary?
I think I'm going to be the loser.
You think you are, do you? Okay.
Mary.
Pessimist.
So
right then, Andy, who do you think is going to be last?
Me.
Yeah. I love it if we choose ourselves to be last.
Oh, yeah.
Kirby, who do you think is going to be last?
Can I choose Andy?
Kirby.
Why can't you choose Andy? There's nothing to say. You can't choose Andy. You choose him as winner, you silly man. No, you can't.
Can't do that.
Who are you going to choose?
Choose yourself.
Who are you asking?
You. Who's going to be last?
Andy.
No.
He said.
You can't have him
both.
Yeah,
I'm choosing him for both.
You can't.
You can't. Cheater.
why can't he have me?
Because that's silly. Who's going to be last? Not Andy, because you've already chosen to be first.
All right, Mary. Mary.
Thank you.
There you go.
Isabella, who do you think is going
to
be last?
Now if it turns out to be Andy, don't...
Guess what?
Don't...
The answer is me.
Okay. Right, hang on. You were going to say something there, Kirby?
If it turns out to be Andy, I'm going to be quite cross.
You're either going to get points from being the winner. Oh, honestly. Well, you can't be cross. You can only choose. That's hedging your bets, which is not allowed. Sorry. Right, okay. This is going to be interesting. Where's my belt?
I know, same.
I'm trying to do this multi-pounded here.
There we go. All right.
Just to get the number of the appropriate sound.
This will be the winner.
Stand by, everybody. It's Mary's question. Mary. What,
yes.
What was the first word spoken in the story, as in the first
I know.
Episode 11?
I know. Okay.
You, sorry, Mary, say that again because it went skew with.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Doctor.
Good effort, but wrong. Bonus
point. I know.
Question comes in now. Kirby said,
hello.
Yeah, but Kirby says he knows first. Kirby?
No!
I was going to say that.
Here's the correct answer.
No!
Andy's question.
Okay.
What was the first floor number displayed?
1056.
Wow.
Dang it.
Oh, do we have jokers, by the way?
Yes, we do.
Yes,
did
we
you?
Do.
But, there's always a joker.
I think you went share when you said that. So
yes, there's jokers, but you didn't play it.
Okay, fair enough. No, I didn't play it. I'm arguing, mate.
All right, hang on. Isabella, can you stop doing that, please?
I'm sorry.
Right, hang on, just adjusting.
You're on share, mate.
I haven't said anything yet. I'm adjusting my scoreboard. Right, Kirby's question.
Basta.
What did Missy say as she exited the TARDIS?
Joker.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Doctor Who.
Dang it. I'm just like, dang it. Oh, I'm just getting so frustrated now.
Never mind, Isabella. Right then. Isabella.
Hi.
Who was told to do something non-irritating?
I know.
I don't...
Huh? It's easy!
Come on.
I don't know that one.
And Kirby knows.
Nardole.
Oh, a bit of a half-hearted ding, wasn't it?
That failed, Dad.
It was. There's a point for Kirby there. Right, the next question goes to Mary. Hang on, let's wait for the internet to catch up with itself. Right. Mary.
Yes.
There we go. How long was the ship?
I know.
Joker.
Yeah.
400 miles long.
Both Kirby and Isabella were waiting to pounce on that one.
But I said it first, no, Kirby, so...
You know, it's hard to get in there and say, I know, when you're all psyched.
But it's also 100 miles wide.
That's not... The question was how long it was, Mrs. Party Pants.
Care.
Right, Andy.
That's me, yep.
Yeah, right. How did Missy refer to Nardole?
God, it's the... It's the thing. There was two of them. There was the.
I know. I think I know.
Hang on a second.
It makes it very interesting. This internet problem we're having tonight.
I thought you would do the names of them.
But you just said
what Missy called.
She came out and said these are my pet's companions. You know, this thing one and the other one.
Thing two.
I don't know which one's
thing
which.
Thing one and thing two. And which
one's which?
Comic Relief.
No. Kirby knows.
She said.
Comic Relief.
That's because I gave you a clue. I just said Expedition and Comic Relief.
Right. It doesn't happen very often. I'm not. Kirby.
Master.
What type of elevators did the ship have?
I thought they were lifts.
Whatever. What type of lifts were they?
What are they?
That's what I'm asking you.
I can hazard a guess.
Yeah. No, I didn't know what you said then because of the internet issues. Say it again. Kirby?
I said,
quantum
give it up.
Something?
Right, Mary seems to know the answer. We're going to go with Mary for this one.
Anti-gravity?
Oh.
No,
it wasn't. Hang on, I've got to do this. She just dropped my iPad. She's going to owe me for that.
I'm sorry.
That, the answer was super fast inertia lifts.
Oh.
Next question goes to Isabella.
Oh, my God, 44 bonus points, Dad?
No,
wow.
4 bonus points. Shut up. Right. Isabella.
Yes.
What was the last thing Bill said before she was shot?
Oh, I know.
I
know.
She's thinking. She's referring to her notes. Thought I'd never have to play this, but...
Is it? Okay, stop it. Is it, Doctor, this is a bad idea?
I'm going to give you a point for that.
Oh, okay.
Because it's nearly right, but not quite right.
I don't know
right.
What it is.
Anybody to have the other point to get it a bit more accurate?
I have promised you won't get me killed.
No.
No, it was. I said this was a bad idea.
Yes, that's correct. Kirby doesn't get any points for that, but Mary was a... And Kirby doesn't get anything for it. Right, the bonus pot question I forgot to do on the last round.
Okay.
Right, can everybody hear me? Because it's very important the internet works for this bit.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Okay, right. What is having one heart like, according to the doctor? Oh, dear. It's all gone very quiet. Gone very, very quiet. We might have to carry this over to the next round. Too long, right? The answer was a budget cut. So we'll keep the bonus pot as it is. 5 points left in at the moment. So Mary's question next. Oh, the score update.
No.
In last place with 1 point is Isabella. In third place with 2 points is Andy. In second place with 4 points is Mary. And in the lead with 6 points
it's
Kirby. Right. Next question goes to... Well, that's where I am, are you? Mary, this is your question.
Mm-hmm.
What did Missy call the blue man?
I know.
We basically said that at the same time, Andy.
I don't know.
I know.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. That's that one. Hang on. I've got to add a point to the bonus pot. I've got so much to do here. I need an assistant.
Sorry for my language.
And go on then. Yeah, go on then. What is it?
Is it Don't Be a Bitch?
No, it wasn't that. No. You only said that so you could swear legitimately on the show.
No, I didn't mean to. I said, I'm sorry for my language.
No. It was pain.
What?
No, it's Smurf.
No, it's not.
Smurf.
Smurf. Sorry, that was the next answer. I made a mess of that one. Smurf.
What was the answer?
Smurf. I said pain.
Yeah.
Who's that question?
Turns out Missy was one of the creatures. Thank you. Pain.
Thank you. Who's played their jokers so far?
Not I haven't.
I have.
Right.
I
have. So zero there, and Mary says she has. So there's two jokers left to play, and I made a right pig zero that last question. Who has the last question? What was that for?
That was for Mary.
The next question therefore goes to Andy. Okay. Where did Bill get her new heart fitted? Essentially what? Chamber. Or room, I suppose you could
call it. I can't hear you.
What room did Bill get a new heart fitted in?
Oh, God.
I think I have this down.
I'm very quiet.
No idea.
Right. Does anybody say they know? Was it you, Isabella?
I'll guess.
Isabella's going to guess.
The conversion theatre?
Oh, my God!
Yes, it was.
The conversion theatre. Kirby's question.
Master?
What words did the second patient keep repeating?
I know.
Pain.
No.
Right,
no.
So we're going to do that. Hang on, all right, Isabella, steady on. Who said I know first? Now I'm getting confused. Isabella
said
she said.
I said no, because he's got it wrong.
Okay, so we're going to go with Andy for that one. Andy?
Kill me.
Dang it.
Is the correct answer. Right then, Isabella.
Kill me.
bet it's going to be a hard one now and I won't get it.
That's Mary's catchphrase.
Yeah.
Which tea did Bill take? Won't get this one.
I know.
Oh, the obvious one, yeah.
The good tea.
Damn.
I should have put my joker.
You should have done, yes. Hate it when people get them right. Bonus pod question. 9 points in the bonus pod. Please be working. Can everybody hear me? It's an internet issue as usual.
Right,
here we go. Right. How did Mr. Razor describe Bill's heart?
Oh, I know.
Oh, Isabella knows. Go on then.
Sick, very sick, heartbroken.
Oh dear.
No.
Another point goes into the bonus pot.
Oh.
Anybody else?
I had it down. I read the wrong thing.
Good, very good, shiny.
That's the word I was looking
dang
for.
It.
Shiny.
I had it down, but I read the wrong thing. I read the
never
thing
mind,
above
Isabella,
it.
Never mind, Isabella. Never mind.
No.
Right. So.
No. Sorry, Isabella. I'm really good at giving the wrong answer.
Score update.
Looking down at my notes and seeing what the right answer really was.
Score update. In last place with 3 points, it's Andy. In joint second place with 4 points each, it's Mary and Isabella. And in the lead with 16 points. It's Kirby.
Not a surprise.
Is that right? Yes. Okay, right. Mary's question. Mary?
Okay. Mary. Give me a try.
What words did Bill get up to investigate when she first woke up?
I think I know.
What words?
Yeah.
Words.
She heard some words which she got up to investigate.
Oh, would that be the pain?
Yeah, something. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Pain.
Okay.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Pain.
Thank you, Isabella. Hey. Andy's question. Andy, can you hear me?
Go on. I can't hear you.
Right. Wait until you can hear me. Can you hear me yet?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Right. What is black...
Can you hear me now?
What is a black hole... Sorry, what is black hole gravity according to the doctor? I'll say it again. What is black hole gravity according to the doctor?
Well, it's what's at the top is travelling slower than what's at the bottom. So it was head and feet, wasn't it?
No, it's not what you said. So. Anybody?
Okay.
I know.
Go on then, Kirby.
It's Superman gravity.
Smart Pants Kirby. Kirby's question coming up.
Here we go.
Master.
Many years ago, there was an expedition to which floor of the spaceship?
I know.
Oh, I know too.
I know.
Kirby's gone quiet. I don't know if it's the internet or he's just looking up the answer. No, hang on.
500 and...
Yeah?
500... Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Come on.
507.
No!
507.
Dang it!
Is the correct answer right then?
Now is Master?
Yes.
Is that the same floor that the second episode was set on?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, I know.
Isabella's question. What color was the porch of the farmhouse painted? Don't do that!
I don't mean to do that.
The second time you've dropped that, I'll smash it. It's glass.
It's stepped out.
Yeah, come on, answer. What colour was the porch of the farmhouse? Yeah, what colour was the porch of the farmhouse painted?
Wait, is this the second
I'll give it a go.
Yes, yeah, the second episode, yes.
Red.
Oh! Sorry, there was that. You should have paid.
No,
joker.
I didn't know it, though. It was a guess, because I didn't have it down.
It was a very good guess.
What colour was it?
Red.
Can you...
Red.
What?
Red.
Red.
Red. Okay, because red. You were entirely cyber during the entire... I could barely hear a ding.
Ding. Mary's question. Oh, no, we've got a bonus pot question.
Yeah,
sorry, Mary.
I just told you.
Bonus pot question.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. What number was in the sky?
I know. 507.
No. What?
Isabella got this first, yeah.
I just asked this.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it right.
She got the bonus poll question.
I know.
Was it 507?
Yes, it was. Yes,
yeah.
Isabella got it. Yes, fair enough. Right, next question
goes. Okay, why couldn't anyone answer 2 minutes ago?
Don't be cross.
Exactly.
Kirby, don't be cross. I beat you.
He's very moaning. He's about got three times more points than anybody else in the game.
Exactly.
We'll just wait for the internet to settle down.
Stop moaning. I've only won once before.
Right, next question goes to Mary. Can you hear me, Mary?
I can hear you.
Right. What were the Master and Missy really asking the Doctor while he was tied up?
I know.
What we're really asking you is... Sorry, Mary.
I don't know.
Oh,
I know, I know.
Hang on, I've got to play me appropriate jingle. And Isabella knows.
Any requests?
Could have put a joke on that one, but it would only be a point.
I couldn't know.
It would only have been a point, so it's probably just as well. Andy.
Yep. Any requests? Oh, yeah, all right.
How long did the Doctor miss Bill by?
I know.
It's all gone quiet over there. Hang on, wait for the internet to settle down. Sorry, mate. What did you say?
Okay, I'm gonna go Joker.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was 2 hours.
Hey.
Excuse me. Let me build up the suspense there, Isabella.
I'm sorry.
Get it.
I'm just a ruiner.
There you are. Anyway. Right, Kirby's question.
Master.
How did the Doctor describe the Master's face?
I know.
Stupid round face.
Correct. Just adding the points up. Right, Isabella.
Yes.
What did Missy call the Doctor as she united him?
You silly.
Untied him, sorry.
Joker.
Is he what? You silly.
Joker, you silly her? Sausage.
That was quite cute, wasn't it, when she said that?
I love it.
Yes. And it's very in keeping with the character and makes me even more disappointed.
I'm assuming from the long, drawn-out ding that she got it right.
Yeah, the answer was silly sausage if you couldn't hear it in the first place. Okay. Right then.
Yep.
Silly sausage. Okay, the bonus point question. There's 2 points for this.
Yep. Okay.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
What was painted? Yes. What was painted on the side? Or sorry, printed on the side of the shuttlecraft? A collection of letters and numbers.
I don't.
No idea.
What? You expect people to get that, Dad?
Yes, I do. Nobody knew the answer. Was
SL16. Okay.
Okay. Cool update then. And the bonus pot question carries over to the next round.
Okay.
In last place with 6 points, it's Mary. In third place with 7 points, it's Andy. In second place with 12 points, it's Isabella.
Hey.
And in the lead with 23 points, it's Kirby. This question goes
Kirby
to Mary.
Kirby's going down.
Mary? Oh, there's but one. There's no jokers left. Well done, everyone.
Oh,
right,
okay.
This one goes to Mary.
You
can
went,
you hear
went,
me?
You went cyber then.
Yeah, right.
Can Adam, you, Adam, you went cyber there.
Yeah, I know that, but it doesn't matter. We'll just pause for the internet
you
to
know
catch
what
up
was...
itself.
You know, what was really funny was to hear him go, next question goes to me.
Yeah, I've heard you do that a few times, Kirby. Right, right, Mary.
Yes.
What did Bill have to say? Sorry, why? What?
What?
Why did Bill have to stay out in the barn?
I know.
Oh, yes. So whose question is this?
Mary's.
Well, because she's a Cyberman.
No, but specifically,
what?
There was a reason why she had to stay out in the barn.
Yeah.
Because she's scary. I don't know.
That'll do.
You'd frighten the
children.
Scaring
the children, yeah, but essentially, yes.
You'd frighten. You have to stay.
No, you don't get any points for that.
You'd frighten the children.
Right, Andy. Andy?
Oh,
can't hear you, Adam.
Well, just waiting so you can hear me. Andy.
Okay, hear you now, yeah.
Right,
okay,
what colour jelly baby did the little girl take?
Oh, my God.
Oh
brother.
I'm just looking around the garden. The first thing is I'll go red.
I'll give it a go.
No, Isabella thinks she's going to give
it
a go.
I'll give it a go.
Go on, then.
Orange.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Too late, Kirby.
What was it? Was it yellow?
It was yellow.
No!
I was just guessing.
All right, no, it wasn't. Right, Kirby's question.
What was it actually?
It was yellow, I just said that.
You just said it wasn't.
The Doctor took a red one. Right, whose question is this? Sorry, Kirby, right.
That was Kirby's, yeah.
Yeah. Why so many children? There's the question.
I think I know.
Why so many children is what...
I know. Cyber, sorry.
I know.
Hang on. Hang on a second. Stop talking about going cyber. Right. The question was, why so many children? And that question goes to Kirby. But and then if she can't answer it, Mary gets to answer the question. Right.
They keep the children together for protection.
Oh. Took a long time to get that answer out, but we got there in the end.
That's because you went...
Isabella, you shouldn't go because you sat right next to me.
Hi.
Right.
Isabella, really Isabella,
you won't get
cyber.
This one. Hey, everybody, Isabella won't get this one.
Oh God, here we go.
What third doctor quote did the doctor tell Bill? What third doctor quote did the doctor tell Bill? You won't get this one.
Bloody hell.
You could have a guess.
You can't be angry. Why are you so mean to me? What are you done?
I know.
Go on, Kirby.
I know.
Go on, Kirby.
Where there's tears, there's hope. But that's not
the only
exactly
person I heard saying sorry, Andy, was Kirby.
That's okay. So I've just been sat by storm again. That's
it. You are really mean.
Hello, now that's not an exact quote, but close
it'll
enough.
Do. It was based on it.
That was one of my last ones. That's what Bill said.
Right, bonus pot question. There's 7 points.
Oh, here we go. I won't get
7 points in the bonus pot.
I won't get this one.
Sure, Isabella. Right, everybody ready? Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What did the master say as he evolved, as the evolved Cyberman came out of the lift?
I know.
Go on, Isabella.
Kill it! Kill it! Kill it!
Don't have to be too dramatic.
That's what you did. Kill it will do. Kill it.
Yes. Thank you. Right. So, score update then. Yes?
Sorry, cyber.
Did you say something, Kirby?
No.
No, okay. Can everybody hear me?
I said Isabella was absolutely correct.
Yes, she was, yes.
Kill it!
Right.
Kill it!
Can everybody hear me while we move into the score update?
Yep.
Right. In last place with 7 points, Andy. Third place with 8 points, Mary. In second place with 19 points, Isabella.
Oh, I'm
in the lead with 26 points, Kirby.
Oh, Kirby, I'm catching up to you.
Goes to Mary. Mary, can you hear me?
I can hear you right
what,
now.
What did the doctor say the Cybermen were?
Oops, I don't know.
Anybody?
Nope.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nope.
Therefore, I'll do this.
What is it?
He said that they were robots with monkey brains.
Wait, no, I didn't have that down.
No, you didn't, did you? I did, though. Andy, can you hear me?
They're not robots.
Can't hear
I objected. I objected to that line because they're not robots.
Yeah, but what he's saying is that they had the monkey brains, as in they were essentially, you know, brains with robots around them, basically.
They were dumb.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Andy, can you hear me?
Yep. Good. I can hear you. Yep.
What was the little girl's name?
I know.
I've already been doing it. Alice.
Oh.
Wow, you got it right.
Why are you so surprised there?
Because you feared you'd come last.
Okay, right. Kirby, can you hear me?
Master.
Where was Nardole from?
What?
When he was said,
I haven't the foggiest.
So where
I
are you
don't
from?
Know.
Where are you from, he was asked. So we'll put that into the bonus pot. Anybody know the answer?
A machine.
Oh, good.
So amazing.
Defeated you on that one.
Adam can't hear you.
Oh, grief. I'll wait for the internet to settle down again.
Wait, was that a bonus pot question?
And we will guess it's probably settled down by now.
Yeah.
Right. Then the answer to that question was Nardole was sort of found. That's where he was from. He said he was sort of found. Okay, where are you from?
Okay.
All right, okay. Good. Who's that question for?
That was mine, I think.
So therefore, it's Isabella's question.
Oh, God, here we go.
So I'm thinking, how many levels above them was the next solar farm?
I know.
Stop snoring, Star. Yes? Come on, today, be nice.
I actually don't know this one.
Oh, eventually. Admit it. Right, Andy knows.
It was five. It was on level 502. It was 5 floors up.
That's a great answer. Mandy moves into double figures.
Well done.
Bonus pot question. 5 points in the bonus pot. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
No, they can't because everyone's gone cyber. Right, so we'll say it again. It's quite apt that it's a Cyberman story and everybody's going cyber this week, which is quite good. Right then. Sorry, can anybody hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Right. Yeah.
What did the master? Shush. What did the master say after the doctor's speech?
I know.
Isabella knows. Go
this
on
is
then.
A face that didn't listen to a word you just said. Skankster, that was.
They're going to come back to me and say they couldn't hear that question now. But there you go. Score update. In last place with. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. In last place with 8 points, it's Mary. In third place with 10 points, it's Andy. In second place with 24 points, it's Isabella. In the lead with 26 points.
Oh, my God, I'm catching up to you, Abby.
Mary's question is this. Can you hear me, Mary? That's not the question. That's me asking you if you can hear me. What were Missy's last words to the doctor?
Adam can't hear you.
You've gone all sucker.
Oh, that's great timing, isn't it?
Yeah, we couldn't hear you.
Hang on. What were Missy's last words to the doctor?
I know. Wait, no. Yeah, I know.
Shut up.
I don't know.
Well, apparently, Isabella knows. Yes? Go on, Isabella. Yeah?
But thanks for trying.
Got there in the end, but yes, that was the answer. Eventually. Right, Andy's question. Can you hear me, Andy?
Well then, I can hear you.
Good. Let's hope you can hear this question then. Why does the doctor love being surrounded?
Because everyone's looking at him.
Oh. Is the correct answer. Mm-hmm. Kirby. I would advise you to get this one right. Yeah, well, can you hear me now?
Who?
You.
Who?
You. No.
Kirby.
Well, say my name.
Kirby.
Master.
Thank you. Right. Which floor did Nardole send the children to?
I know. I've already said it.
I don't know. 512?
No, Andy knows.
It's 502. I said it about a minute ago.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I was going the wrong way.
Okay. You were, yes.
I wasn't paying attention.
Isabella.
Okay, here we go.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Here
we go. For now.
Not many questions left. What did the doctor say as he set the explosion off?
Every single time you lose, even on the moon. I don't know.
No, it wasn't, anybody?
I don't know this one.
No.
Oh.
No.
Interesting.
No.
Not even Kirby
weren't
knows.
Weren't paying attention, were you? Yeah, it is a shock that Kirby does not know the answer to that question. Oh, and
wait
Mary
a minute,
knows.
I wish there was stars, or I'd hope there would be stars.
No. Good try, but no. Yeah, all he said was, time enough.
Time enough.
Boom!
Time enough.
No, who's that last question for?
Me.
Right, so therefore, bonus pot question. Oh dear, funny noise. Bonus pot question is this. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can, yeah.
Who fancied Nardole?
Me, I know.
Go on, Em.
Hazran.
This is looking very interesting, this score.
Yes, it is. She must have surpassed me by now.
Well, you're not trying hard enough, are you? Right, so there's not many questions left, so I'm not going to give a score update.
It is well known.
You've got cyber. Cheeky little
monkey. Yeah, you went cyber. It's well known that I get worse further into a quiz.
I can see this.
Is that it?
It's two bonus pot questions. Sorry, there's two free-for-all questions left.
It's well known that I'm terrible throughout. So.
Right. Two free-for-all questions. This is... Can everybody hear me first?
How much are they...
Yes, we can, yeah.
2 points, be quiet. Points, okay. Right. What was Bill's last line?
I know.
No one in Isabella. Today.
Wait.
No.
Hey! Excuse me. Why are you doing this to me? it's a big universe. I hope I can see you again.
Well, interesting, but no.
What?
Wasn't that, no. What was Bill's last line? Anybody?
You've gone cyber, sorry, Adam.
Oh.
Can't
hear. Well, we're just waiting for the internet to catch up with itself. Can you hear me now?
Oh.
Hello?
Dang it.
Shut up, Isabella.
No.
Can everybody hear me yet?
Yes, I
can. Yes, we can.
Right.
Yes.
The free-for-all question was, what Isabella got wrong, what was Bill's last line?
Can I go?
Yeah.
Go on.
Glad you knew that. Okay.
Anyone?
Oh dear. Right. Okay, there's one question left.
Okay, who there?
And that means it's a bonus pot question.
Are you,
and
are you gonna tell us the answer?
Yes, it was I'll show you around.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right.
Oh, of course, yes, yeah.
Right, so the last question, this is for 4 points. Free for all.
Yeah.
What did the doctor say as he woke up? Pardon?
You've gone
Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
For goodness
sake.
Can't
hear you.
Hang on, Isabella, please. What did the doctor say as he woke up?
I know.
Go on.
Santarans perverting the course of human history.
Right.
The third time he said that.
Yeah, all right. Don't get excited.
I'm excited.
Right. So the final score, before we add up the wager part of the situation, is in last place with 8 points is Mary. In third place with 13 points is Andy. In second place with 29 points is Isabella. And in the lead with 30 points, it's Kirby. Right. So, okay. Mary predicted Isabella to be ahead. Unfortunately, that's wrong. And she also predicted herself to be in the last place. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Andy, I'll wait for the internet to catch up with itself. Can everybody hear me yet?
Hello.
Can anybody hear me yet?
Yes.
I can.
Yes.
Right, okay. Andy predicted Kirby to be ahead, which makes things quite interesting. And also predicted himself to be in last place, which didn't quite work out for him, I don't think. Right, Kirby predicted Andy to be ahead. That didn't work out for him at all. And Mary took the boy out the bottom. Okay, Isabella predicted Mary to be ahead, oh dear, and herself to be at the bottom, oh dear. So the final scores for this week's, you won't get this one, it's very quite sad, I'll tell you why it's sad in a minute. Dear, in last place, joint last place in fact, with 16 points each is Mary and Andy. In second place with 29 points was Isabella, but the winner this week with 60 points is Kirby.
Cyber. It would be nice if we could hear it one. Please tell us who won.
I'm going to bed.
Yes, Kirby won.
Oh, okay.
Right, and Isabella, who put so much hard work into this week's quiz, is absolutely gutted.
No, I'm not.
So she's never going to watch Doctor Who again.
Well, she is. She says she's going to watch what are we reviewing this week? Next time, sorry.
Time Monster.
Yeah, she says she's going to watch that with me. Way out of it.
Good.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you, Isabella. Good night. I hope you enjoyed being on the show this week. Sort of flapping your ears, magic. Right.
Cyber.
Let's hope for a better internet next week.
Indeed. Right. Well, I always say, don't keep saying cyber. Well, now you have to, I suppose, don't you? Okay. Right. So we're going to move on to our little review of the series. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go through my bottom to top.
I beg your pardon.
My bottom to top view of the series now.
Your bottom.
In last place, episodically, in my list of my charts, was The Pyramid at the End of the World. That was my least favourite story. It could have been any of those three, to be honest with you. But
any of what three?
the trilogy. Monk trilogy.
I've got all three of those at bottom because they were awful.
Yeah, three of them. I've got all three of those in bottom too. And I forgot that I was supposed to make a list like this, so I'm going to be...
You're going to cheat. I'm just waiting for the internet to catch up with itself.
Oh, yeah, you're back again, Adam.
I've waited for the internet to catch up with itself.
Adam, you're back.
Yes, okay. So we've all agreed...
Front size too.
We've all agreed that the Monk trilogy was the worst part of the series.
No, we don't all agree. Oh, my hang on. Bottom three are very different.
No, hang on, Mary. Okay, so what's your bottom one?
My most bottom one is Eaters of Light.
Ooh, okay.
Oh,
David, that's surprising.
I like that one.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Okay.
No, I thought it was confusing and contradicting and just bad all around.
That's really quite interesting. Okay, so what was your...
To me, among the worst Doctor Who ever were the three of the Monk trilogy.
Okay.
Well, I've got...
Hang on, internet, catch up, internet, catch up. Internet catch up.
Mary, you're cyber. Mary, you're cyber.
Right. Repeat what you said, Mary.
I have Extremis is near the bottom for me, but not the other two.
So what's your second to bottom?
Second to bottom is Knock Knock.
Ooh, another interesting contradiction.
Well, see, I had that next as well after the Monk trilogy. That's my next one.
Okay. Yeah, that's my next one from the bottom too.
Yep.
Okay. So what's your third from bottom, Mary, number 10?
The third, okay, number 10 for me is Extremis.
Oh, well, there we go. That's sort
of... So the worst is Eaters of Light, the second worst is Knock Knock, and third from the bottom is Extremis.
So essentially, for all of us, I don't know what Debbie thinks, I've been trying to get her back on, but essentially Extremis is the worst episode of the series.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Right then, so...
It was awful.
In ninth place on my charts was Thin Ice. Anybody got Thin Ice?
Cyber. Grief.
In ninth place...
No, I've actually got Smile.
Hey?
I've got the Monk trilogy, Knock Knock, and then Smile.
No, we're not... The Monk trilogy is 12, 11, and 10, so the next one, therefore, would be 9. So what have you got? You got the Monk... What have you got at number 9? Smile?
No. Knock, Knock, Knock.
Oh, Knock Knock. Okay, what have you got, Kirby?
Knock Knock Knock.
Kirby?
See, I need to put these in a list.
Yeah.
I would say, what number are we at?
9.
9.
9, call it Knock Knock.
Okay.
Yep, same as me.
And Mary, okay. I think we've already had yours, haven't we? What was yours, number 9?
No, my number 9 is Smile.
Okay. A smile is not too far away from me. All right, number 8 for me was The Eaters of Light. Andy, what was your number 8? While the internet...
Sorry, you're in cyber. Yeah. 8 for me was Smile.
Okay, well, we're quite close there. Kirby?
Oxygen.
Ooh, very interesting. Mary, what was your number 8?
My number 8 is Lie of the Land.
Yeah, which was my number 10. Okay, we're getting to sort of agreement on most a lot of these stories. Right, so number 7 for me was Smile. Andy, what do you think?
Eaters of Light.
Ooh, that was quite close there. Kirby, what did you think? Number 7.
Smile.
Whee! Mary, what did you think?
My number 7 was Pilot.
Oh, interesting. I say, well, the fact that two of us chose Smile as number 7, I think we could safely say that Smile was a middling story then, quite comfortably. It's one of those... often a second episode of a series is like that. So that's quite interesting. Right then. For me, number 6 was Knock Knock. Andy?
Cyber.
Right, let's wait for the internet to catch up with itself. And when it does catch up with itself, I'm hoping they're going to tell me they can hear me properly. And then I can say to Andy once again, what was your number 6?
The Pilot.
I said it was not, didn't I? Okay, so mine was not. Kirby, what was your number 6?
Eaters of Light.
Oh, and Mary?
Thin Ice.
Thin Ice, okay. Bit of difference of opinion there. Moving up, I hope everybody can hear me. If they can't, I'm sure they're going to tell me. Okay, Oxygen was my number 5. Andy, what was your number 5?
Oxygen as well.
He coughs before saying that.
Yeah.
Kirby, what was your number 5?
The Pilot.
Oh, and Mary?
The Doctor Falls.
Doctor Falls. Ooh. Wow, that's really interesting. Okay. Number four for me was The Pilot. I thought it was quite a good story. All right, well, wait for myself to catch up. And as soon as they can hear me, I'm sure they're going to let me know. I could insult them all I like. Yes. But unfortunately...
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me now. Right.
You do it anyway.
Number four, The Pilot for me. Andy?
Pieces of Light.
Pieces of Eight.
Pieces of Eight!
And Kirby?
Thin Ice.
Yeah, I know you are. And Mary, what do you think, number four?
My number four is Pyramid at the End of the World.
Well, you like that one.
Blimey. Blimey.
Yeah, I liked it better.
Oh, that's
better than Smile. Better, yeah, much better than...
That's really interesting, the fact that I think... Did you say Extremis is quite down the bottom of your list?
Oh, yeah, way near the bottom.
Yeah, it's interesting. Part of the same story is right up near the top.
I thought the setup in Pyramid at the End was good. It's how it...
Oh, what happened there? Oh, sorry, yeah, you went a bit Cyberman rather appropriately. So you thought the setup was good. That's what you said, wasn't it?
In Pyramid, I thought the setup was good. Yeah, I was eager to see what was going to happen, you know, but then it was a huge disappointment.
So it all fell apart. Okay, number three for me was Empress of Mars. Absolutely loved that story. What do you think then, Andy? What was your number three?
Thin Ice.
Ooh. Kirby?
Empress of Mars.
Hey, me and Kirby have agreed twice. That's got to be a moment in history that can be cherished. And Mary, what do you think of number three?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Empress of Mars.
That's never happened before. Okay. Second one for me was World Enough and Time. Andy?
Dr. Falls.
Kirby? Oh, hang on. Should we wait for the internet to catch up with itself? Waiting for internet. Should we have to
press
the
play?
I'll have to make a new jingle.
Did you hear me? Did hear me, Adam? I said Dr. Falls.
You said Dr. Falls. I did hear this, but I didn't hear Kirby's answer to number two. Yes, number two, Kirby.
The Doctor Falls.
Okay, Mary, what was your number two?
My number two is Oxygen.
Oh, that's good. They're all pretty good stories. It's very difficult. The top six stories, actually juggling them around into order of preference because they are the strongest ones. For me, the strongest one of the whole series, the one I enjoyed the most, was The Doctor Falls, simply because, as we spoke about it last week, it's got a lot of exciting elements in it. The regeneration, refusing to regenerate, the Master, and Missy's death. Bill, the only thing that was a bit annoying was the resolution to a degree, but I thought it was acceptable because it was sown right at the beginning of the series that Bill had this tear, but she could have probably saved it earlier on in the story, especially when she had a hole blown in the middle of her. But don't worry, the listeners haven't lost me, so that's fine. So for me, the most strongest one of the series was The Doctor Falls. What did you think, Andy?
World Enough in Time.
Cool. Kirby?
World Enough in Time.
And Mary?
World Enough in Time.
So essentially, I was wrong. The World Enough in Time was the strongest one of the series.
As a setup, it was just a little bit better than The Doctor Falls.
Do you know why I like The Doctor Falls more? Because it was more of the Master in it, as the Sim playing the Master as the Master rather than playing Mr. Razor. And I just loved seeing John Sim on the screen playing that character. So that's what won it over for me.
I loved the two Masters in The Doctor Falls, but that's the only thing I liked about The Doctor Falls. Mm. Everything else was very...
Well, just wait for the internet to catch up with itself while Mary continues.
The Masters were the only...
Hang on, Mary.
I'm sorry, what?
No, you'd have to start that again, I'm afraid, dear, because...
I love the two Masters in The Doctor Falls, but that's all I liked. I think they were brilliantly done, but the whole rest of the story was very derivative of the time of the Doctor. I've seen that story before, and I knew that Bill was going to sacrifice herself and all that kind of stuff. And in Moffat's world, of course, she'll sacrifice herself, but she'll live. You know, so it's like, to me, it really let me down, other than the Masters.
I love the way, thank you, Kirby. I love the way, Kirby, sorry, thank you, Mary. I love the way that Kirby blames the Isle of Wight for the internet connection. Well, it's not the Isle of Wight's fault. It's because Doctor Who fans have completely blown up the internet, moaning or celebrating the new Doctor. Hang on, you've all gone again. Wait. Hey, we're back again, right? This is weird. It's like
how do you know? How do you know when you're back?
Because I can hear you. Laurie Nix. I do apologise to everybody who wanted the live stream, but you'll have to listen to the episode now. Right, now, I want to know what happened to Mrs. Melrose.
You'll notice Alan T. Butcher said that he has sent his magnum opus.
Oh, has he? Wait, hang on.
Yes.
Who's Andy? Stop messing around.
No, it's not me. It's not
honestly.
Me. That was not me. No, it wasn't me.
It's not me.
It must be Mary then.
No, it's not me.
That's Andy then. He's lying.
No.
You're easy to pick on, Andy.
I don't think Andy realises that the microphone is a very sensitive piece of audio equipment that can pick up virtually any sound in its vicinity.
I'm sitting on my mother's bench. I'm doing nothing.
So there's no chance that you might have slightly knocked your iPad or whatever you're using to feed your audio into this podcast. Okay.
Yeah, Andy, what is that tablet you're using?
It's an iPad. iPad 2.
Okay.
It's an Apple.
So I just got a new tablet as well, but I didn't spend $28 gajillion for it.
No, I bought the iPad I bought was when Dawn was expecting, so she could walk around the house and listen to things, and obviously we were in the hospital because we had it playing Groove Armada when Zach was born.
I got an Amazon Fire HD8.
Boring.
Can we talk about that?
Thank you, Mary. Excellent. Looking down through the list of activity on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast Facebook group and seeing sort of more opinions. It doesn't matter. Monologuing. I'm monologuing. It doesn't matter if it goes cyber because it isn't cyber at this end. Be quiet. Lottie Annie Keane says, you'll have to listen to the podcast, you lot, to get the whole of this. Initial reaction, disappointed. Ready to walk away and never watch an episode again. The Doctor has always been male, and it just seems silly to completely change the direction because they have to please the many that feel it's not equality fair. So equally fair to have him as male, whatever that be the case or not, right now I am sulking because it feels like yet another thing this modern world has ruined, not speaking factually or attacking anyone on purpose, by the way. Personally, having watched it basically since birth, my dad used to put it on to keep himself awake when I wouldn't sleep at night as a baby, but I'd ended up watching it too. The Doctor is male. I don't know how a female can give the same representation. I know every regeneration has a slightly different persona with mannerisms, but he is still always the same man with the same past and future. I don't know how it's going to work having a female running after the Dalek brandishing their screwdriver. For me, it's the day the Doctor died, the day the Gallifreyan has fallen. The things are different now. A little broken-hearted at such a huge change. Then, attempting to be rational, the Master became Missy, and I did accept that. I found the change quite funny, as she brought a new, messed-up, naughty side to the Master. So I suppose if he can regenerate into a female, so can the Doctor. And then, I ask, is this maybe a way they could write in how the Doctor had a granddaughter? Perhaps this female Doctor... Perhaps this female Doctor...
Yeah, you don't have to keep saying that, Andy.
Perhaps this female Doctor could have a child. Still, for me, the Doctor I shall always picture is a man whose face shows many old expressions, his eyes seen many things. With a long striped scarf around his neck, a celery stick attached to his jacket, sand shoes on his feet, and a fez upon his head. Brilliant, brilliant statement. That's Lottie Keane, who doesn't say much on the 20 Megabyte page, but that's one of the best comments I've seen from anyone on the thing. So thank you, Lottie. Probably doesn't listen to the show, but that's from a woman, everybody. So I'm quite pleased that a woman has made those comments, because the men are obviously quite sexist and just want a man as a doctor for sexist reasons. But I'm just quite pleased we're going to get a Series 11 at some point. So. what else have we got going on here? Jason Rushworth said, so why Captain Jack's coat? And will there be a story where the doctor gives birth? Now, this is what Lottie said. So is this doctor the grand... No, she can't be the... Maybe she is the mother of Susan. Ooh, isn't it exciting?
Ooh.
Ooh. So the doctor may, the doctor may in fact be Susan's mother, father. Oh dear, confusing.
No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe she has a child that then has
yes,
Susan.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's the way it usually works.
Yeah, thank you for that. Well, she'll have to have the baby before she regenerates again, though. And who's going to look after the baby? Aha.
He will.
Okay. But yeah, there we go. We'll probably farm it off to some sort of creche, time creche or something like that. So yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? That
whatever.
I think that after people have settled down and started to think a bit more rationally about the whole situation, that, you know, well, by the time we get to Christmas, everybody's going to be so excited about the Christmas special for one reason or another. I have a slightly more optimistic view of the future than I did when I saw the newspaper at 8 o'clock this morning that showed the new doctor to be a lady. So how does everybody else feel?
I'm fine with this.
Good.
Why not?
Good. Well, I'm quite pleased everybody's feeling positive. I think that
I'm not necessarily feeling positive. I'm just because I feel we've been burned so much.
I'm just not sure the reasons are correct for doing it.
Yeah, that's it. It's because it's PC. It's not because it's the best.
Now, I know what you were saying, even though it sounded like...
I agree.
I'm saying they did it because it's PC, not because it's necessarily the best person for the job.
Yes. Now, you know, somebody mentioned that Alan T. Butcher had sent in some words. I use the term words in its broader spodal context because it's a blimmin... It's a Bible. But unfortunately, where we're having internet issues, it means I have to read it, which is very irritating, but I'll give it my best shot. And Andy, don't worry if you can't hear it yourself. You'll have to listen to the podcast because at my end...
That's right. I was going to say exactly that to Andy.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Here we go.
Can you post it someplace that we
can
see
I'll post it someplace. No, I'll post it after the podcast's gone out. I want people to listen to the show.
Fine.
Right.
Fine.
The general regeneration. Dear 20 megabiters, the 10th series of Doctor Who is, of course, a closely studied and detailed preparatory text for the general election, which by extraordinary processes and the sudden prorogation of Parliament turned out to unfold concomitantly with the series itself. The pilot is, of course, a closely studied exploration of ambition, opportunity and sacrifices sometimes required to achieve. Smile is, of course, a closely studied look at capitalistic market feedback loops, which can become dilatory and dangerous when they are allowed to operate too freely with no robust external correction system in place. Thin Ice is, of course, a closely studied critique of corrupt and exploitative energy industries and, in the end, a strong advocacy of the redistribution of wealth. Knock Knock is, of course, a closely studied examination of housing and exploitative landlords. It is suggestive of the degree to which ordinary people are consumed by the process of trying to keep a roof over their head. Oxygen is, of course, a closely studied illustration of exploitive employment practices, particularly of migrant workers who, out of their original environment, are particularly vulnerable to predatory employers in control of the necessities of life. Extremis is, of course, a closely guarded closely studied challenge to fake news. The pyramid at the end of the world is, of course, a closely studied...
Is, of course.
Yeah, that's what he says. Is, of course, a closely studied critique of power plays and how balance of power schemes can be washed away by events. The lie of the land is, of course, a closely studied debunk of Overton window concept, which claim that the breadth of what people will consider as political reasonable and very confined within limited bounds. Don't know what that means. Clearly, with strength of vision, the perceived artificial restrictions can be smashed. Empress of Mars is, of course, a closely studied return to the traditional Doctor Who favourite subject of colonialism versus federalism. The Ice Warriors embark in the end to pursue a supergalactic federation, the result of which we saw earlier. Eaters of Light is, of course, a closely studied expose of the misguided adherence to control of a negative force rather than taking it on properly to solve the problem, albeit not without sacrifice. World Enough and Time is, of course, a closely studied exposition of progress and the dangers of being stuck in time whilst others move forward quickly. The Doctor Falls is, of course, a closely studied examination of why we stand up for others whilst usually avoiding any chance of death in the process. I closely identify with the Doctor's exposition of his motivations. To win a victory with others is wonderful. However, often the overwhelming chances of failure are tangible, but that in no way diminishes the value of standing with others, especially when otherwise they may find themselves standing alone. We also learn that the bloke we thought the Doctor murdered for Silluricide in Dinosaurs in the Spaceship really was the first Doctor uncover that we thought he looked like, and of course that Jodie Whittaker is not Chris Marshall, which is a result. Furthermore, we learn that the Broadchurch universe is in fact a multi-Doctor story featuring the first Doctor, 13th Doctor, and at least one of the two 10th Doctors, in which the 13th Doctor is married to the 12th Doctor's brother from Party Animals. All in all, the 10th season of Doctor Who was a very consistently enjoyable story, which gave voluminous opportunities to exhibit the copious acting capability of our lead actor and introduced exited a sympathetic and traditional companion with an untraditional veneer. It also provided just enough Nadine? Doesn't he mean Nardole? To ensure that he worked It also provided just enough Nadine. This is what he says.
Would you hear
him? Pardon?
No, you got it again.
To ensure he worked the most canine like companion since K9 Mark III, or was that Mark IV? Those are my thoughts, Alan T. Butcher, and I hope I did them justice, Alan. Thank you for getting back to the show.
That was definitely better read than Debbie.
I feel like I need another drink. My throat has got very, very dry after that.
Any of us stumbling over it, you know, can only do what we can do.
Indeedy. But yes, thank you, Alan. I'm glad to have him back in the fold. I don't think I've got anything from Mr. Ian.
Yeah, he was busy over the past few months.
Who was? Oh, Alan was, yeah. Anything from Ian Kirk, who's been very quiet, and surprisingly quiet, considering he's a Doctor Who fan, and we've had some rather big news today. It's always a bit of a disappointment, though, isn't it, when you're waiting for the announcement of the new Doctor. It never really pleases everybody. But there you go. We have got to do some swatting. That means we've got to watch... What on earth was that?
That was me. I've walked back into the house again.
It sounds like you walked into the door.
I'm just turning off rubber dubbers because that's gone to the bath.
Okay. Yes, we've got to look at the time monster, is it? No, was it?
Yes.
The Time Monster. We've got to hopefully review that next Sunday. But I'm just going to check.
Yeah, I might struggle for next Sunday. Depends. You're away for quite a bit of the week.
Okay.
I'll see how it goes.
Yes, indeed. I'm just going to check. I haven't got anything on next. No, I haven't got anything on next Sunday. So we were aiming for next Sunday anyway. We've had plenty of time to watch this story. So this is what we're aiming to do. Pardon?
I said good.
Yes. Well, hopefully we'll have Debbie back and we can actually glean a few things about Series 10 from her and obviously more properly an opinion on the new Doctor from her as well. I did try very hard to get her back, but she never answered me. I don't know if she got cross or not.
I'm looking ahead.
She gave up and hasn't been back.
She gave up.
I don't know what she gave up for. She lives around the corner. Yes?
I'm looking ahead, and next after Time Monster is one of my absolute favorites. It's one we've done before, The Three Doctors.
Oh, excellent. Yep. So there we go then. Sorry again, once again, to the people who love the live stream on the Facebook page. Hope that means we're going to get more listeners this week, because obviously the three or four people that watch on that will now have to listen to the episode.
There were more people complaining than three or four. That was interesting.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Ricky Walter says, we can finally fire back at fanboys.
Some
with
only
our...
only listen by watching the live stream later.
I'll start that one again. Vicky Waters, yes. Not necessarily in our feed, says, we can finally fire back at fanboys with a line they've used on us fans for years. You only like her because she's attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sharp. That's sharp. No, Vicky, that's quite sharp.
Yeah. There'll probably be more discussion about this situation, because obviously over the next week everybody will know about it, and there'll be people calming down, there'll be people getting even more angry.
Interesting is reading the press reaction tomorrow morning, because obviously it's only come out tonight. I mean,
Sun will do is just try and make up a topless version of Jodie Whittaker to stick on Pay 3.
Well, she has already done that. She has already got flashed her bits at Peter O'Toole, shall we say.
Well, they'll be bound to put that picture on page three.
And the little...
Kirby, gone cyber.
Yeah, you'll have to say that again, Kirby, because you sounded rather strange.
Yes, I stopped when I realized I was going cyber. That little short that Alan Rickman and she were in had her in a bath, but you could tell she was naked, but you couldn't see anything.
Well, she has, in another film, flaunted her wares, shall we say.
Good. Well, have a look at that later then. Right.
Well, you haven't done it yet, Adam.
They're etheric beam locators.
We're not going to do Doctor Who news this week, because I think the whole of Doctor Who news has been taken over by this whole situation.
Yes,
we might look at it following it, because I'd like to see what the final viewing figures were for the end of the series. So there's so much to talk about. We can't cram it all into one episode. But I will talk about whowon.co.uk, who have not got any 13th Doctor. Good try, Kirby. Good try. they haven't got any...
Kirby, that was brilliant, that was.
They haven't got any 13th Doctor products available at all. I think that's rather appalling. And really do need to get ahead of the boat. Like, I've actually managed to create a 13th Doctor.
Yes, so what could you do for the 13th Doctor? You know, what's this, especially a 13th Doctor Basque or
maybe just
lingerie or something like that?
Yes, good one. What's your name then, Andy? Yeah. Well, we don't know what her costume is going to be yet, do we? But
yes.
It's but
we have
work.
Got Companion Chronicles, First Doctor box set, Court Stay. These are the same things as last time. High Price for Parking, Mavellian Grave, and Series 10 Volume 1 on Blu-ray, and Volume 2 on Blu-ray, funny enough. I don't bother with that old stuff anymore, because I sort of get my stuff digitally now. But if you're still on Blu-ray and DVD, go to... Andy!
Sorry.
Go to whoon.co.uk. The current products that are available are the DWM 514 with the Master and Missy on the front cover. It's a rather nice picture, that. And the Galaxy 4 audiobook, and Andy Stop Fiddling Around, and Lost Flame, which is an audio story about the 12th Doctor. So all good stuff. They're book specialists. That's whoon.co.uk. Lavazzi do lots of really good knitted stuff, especially the Fourth Doctor's scarf, the iconic Fourth Doctor scarf. I think Kirby is rather fond of his. And you can get your own one, just like Kirby, at lavazi.co.uk, along as well as the Series 18 Burgundy model. And also makes very good gifts for your Doctor Who fan, along with Seventh Doctor cosplay items as well. I have in a box upstairs somewhere the question mark jumper of the
What's
Seventh
Doctor. What's all that banging?
It's Andy. He's forgotten this thing. No, can you say it's not? He knows it is.
You've
got to share. Yes. So, Lavazi and Who Won are our illustrious sponsors. Now, next week, we're sort of going to be nearly back to normal. The journey will recommence, but we'll still be talking about Series 10, and we'll still be talking about the new Doctor and reaction to it as well. So please join us next time. For those who are listening to the show, thank you also for Paul Wilson for finally coming on his child. Oh, that sounds... appearing on his child. No, hang on. I'm going to say this.
Dear.
It's good to meet him at last.
Yes.
And hope that we haven't put him off, or at least the internet hasn't. Anyway, see you again next time. Goodbye.
Yeah. Take care, folks.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for snoring, Star.
My Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whoone.co.uk and lavazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.